John Dansley, NBC News, Chicago. Listen again on the hour over most of these same stations for NBC Radio News.
Do you borrow money to finance gambling? Gamblers Anonymous has helped literally hundreds who had a gambling problem to return to normal, happy lives. There are no dues or fees for membership, only a desire to stop gambling. In Gamblers Anonymous, compulsive gambling is treated as an illness, not a malicious vice. Many problem gamblers who previously tried to stop by themselves and failed have found the necessary strength through the fellowship of Gamblers Anonymous. It offers wonderful help back to honest living and away from the turmoil and nightmare of compulsive gambling. This self-destructive addiction has proven to be a progressive illness. If you are one of the estimated 6 million Americans suffering from this problem, act now by calling Gamblers Anonymous at Murray Hill 97500. Don't gamble with your life. The stakes are too high.
WNBC-FM, New York. NBC Radio presents the New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Band Celebration. From now until the wee hours of 1969 tomorrow morning, stay with NBC Radio as we present some of the top bands in the nation from coast to coast. This is the first stop, ladies and gentlemen, and we're at your father's mustache banjo parlor in New York City, listening to the music of your father's mustache banjo band under the direction of Ron Beisel. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen. To a short session of continuous mayhem here at your father's mustache banjo parlor, and you're listening to the music of your father's mustache banjo band under the direction of Ron Beisel. Later tonight, you'll hear the Glenn Miller Orchestra under the direction of Buddy DeFranco. You'll hear also hear Duke Ellington, Lawrence Welk, Harry James, and many others. Right now, it's the music of the father's mustache banjo band. listening to the music of your Father's Mustache Banjo Band at the Father's Mustache Banjo Parlor in New York City. We're featuring a short music of Continuous Mayhem here. In a few minutes, NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands moves on to Shepherd to New York City, where you'll hear the Cal Roberts Swingers. And they'll be followed by a preview of the Times Square Celebration with Ben Brower and Jim Harriet. Celebration was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. What am I saying? Banjo Band under the direction of Ron Beisel, and you heard it all here in New York City at your Father's Mustache Banjo Parlor. You can come here anytime you're in the city. We'd be happy to have you. Stay tuned all this year, or all this New Year's Eve, as NBC crisscrosses the country for more of the All-Star Parade of Bands with Duke Ellington, Herbie Mann, Harry James, Les Brown, and many others. All on the NBC Radio Network. Happy New Year, everybody. May I say that your director was Bob Sossman, your engineer, Walter Ryan.
Hi, this is Charlie Brown. Do you know how much unsuspecting arthritis victims threw away last year on quack and misrepresented drugs and remedies? $350 million. But the loss in dollars is only part of the story. The real tragedy is in the valuable time lost. Time so critical in the prevention of the needless suffering and crippling that arthritis can bring. Don't you be fooled by quacks promising surefire cures for arthritis. The irreparable damage they may cause is more than you bargained for. If you have any questions about the general treatment of arthritis or a specific drug that you've heard about, call the New York chapter of the Arthritis Foundation at 677-5790 or write 221 Park Avenue South, New York, New York, 10003. Get the facts and join the fight to stamp out arthritis quackery. Don't tie up the mail. Keep it moving. Use zip code in every mailing address and your return address, too. You'll help yourself, your neighbors, and your post office.
Hey, baby. This is where it's happening.
Happy New Year!
NBC Radio's All-Star Parade of Bands. This New Year's Eve continues with the Cal Robert Swingers. From Shepherd to New York City's fabulous Park Avenue in the Drake Hotel. This is Jerry Damon welcoming you to New Year's Eve at the Drake Hotel. And laying it on you with Cal Roberts.
I love the clouds roll out when you run in. I said, love, I'd like to see your face again. I thought a bird to cherish, my sadness all will perish. So love, please come away, then don't forget today. Hey, love, please come away. Woo! Oh! Ooh, love, I sure could say you I said, love, you took one night and you melt my beard. I never seen inside her, my eyes have opened wider. So love, please come away, then don't forget the pain. Hey, love, please come away. If I wonder of your powers in the
Roberts, ladies and gentlemen. Just want to take a second here to remind you that later on tonight, of course, you'll hear the Glenn Miller Orchestra, the New Christie Minstrels, Duke Ellington, the Kirby Stone Company, and many others on our fabulous NBC All-Star Parade of Bands. I don't want to take time out from this, so I'm going to turn it right back to Cal. Cal, what you going to do for us?
Up, up, and away.
Up, up, and away. Lay it on him, baby.
All
here we
righty.
Go.
You.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Oh, we can fly up, up and away in my beautiful, balloon. Nice of these.
our star to guide us. We'll search the sky for a star to guide us. Find a star to hide us. Love is waiting there in my beautiful balloon. Way up in the air in my beautiful balloon.
Exciting response from our group here. From our guests, I see some celebrities in our group. Our very own Lou Wood from the National Broadcasting Company's famous news team. Jazz harpist Gloria Tracy. Lovely, lovely people. And our maitre d', Robert, here at the Drake Hotel, taking very fine care of all of us. And what else can I say? Little reminder here, in a few minutes, Ben Grauer and Jim Harriet for the Times Square Celebration Preview, then the Glenn Miller Orchestra under the direction of Buddy DeFranco will continue NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands. We don't stop right here. We bring on Cal Roberts again. What you going to do for us now, Cal?
A little thing entitled Exodus.
Exodus. Go get him. Fabulous organization. A reminder at this point that this portion of NBC's New Year's Eve celebration is being presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. And have we got the musicians here? Cal, we got about, just about almost exactly 3 minutes left to this portion of the program and about 33 minutes left to 1968. How are we going to go out?
Oh, we're going to go out with a little thing called a hammer right into the Saints.
Okay, let's knock it down.
Everybody out there to kind of put their hands together and help us celebrate the new year, huh? Everybody clap your hands. Come on and get it. Come on and get that feeling, huh? Everybody get it.
any time. Yeah. 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 I say yeah. Come on, let me. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening. All over this land. I'd hammer right down.
This portion of NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands has been coming to you from the fabulous, beautifully appointed Shepherd's Restaurant at the Drake Hotel in New York's elegant Park Avenue. This is now Jerry Damon reminding you of the preview coming up next of the Times Square celebration, followed by more of NBC Radio's All-Star Parade of Bands on the NBC Radio Network.
Get that feeling! Come on and get that feeling! Everybody clap your hands, come on. Everybody clap your hands. We gonna get that feeling, children. I get that feeling. Oh, got to get it. Got to get it. Got to get it. Got to get it. Get that feeling. Get that feeling.
Oh, in the saints.
Oh, saints.
Oh, marching in.
Oh,
in the saints.
The action these days? That's what the girls want to know. And if you girls want the answer, ask the Campfire Girls. They know where the action is. There's action indoors, action outdoors, when you belong to Campfire Girls. Girls give needed services to their community, learn child care, they take trips, camp, and cook over open fires. And whatever your age, there's an age group for you. Four age groups. The youngest are Bluebirds, then Campfire Girls, junior high Campfire Girls, and for high school girls, there's Horizon Club. For information, call your nearest Campfire Girls office. Then gather a group of your friends, talk it over. Ask any girl who's a Campfire Girl and you'll be sold. Don't delay, get involved. Join Campfire Girls. It's a United Way youth program. A youth program for you. Action packed.
WNBC FM, New York.
This is Ben Grauer at Times Square on New Year's Eve. We're standing on the fourth floor, room 408 of the Hotel Claridge, along with my colleague of NBC News, Jim Harrod. And the occasion, of course, is the annual renewal of one of the amazing sociological phenomenons of America, Times Square in New York. For some reason, Jim, I don't know if you know the answer, I don't, through the years, from a tradition that started about 50 years ago, New Yorkers celebrate New Year's Eve by congregating here in this extended open space that runs from Times Square down at 42nd Street up to where Broadway and 7th Avenue narrow at 48. On good nights, we get, 40, 50, 75,000 people on this wet, dreary, 40 degrees, sleazy rain, and a little mixture of snow night. We don't have anywhere near that many, Jim. About how many as you look out the window, would you guess?
I would say somewhere about 25,000, perhaps a little less, perhaps a little more.
Well, let's see.
They're jamming in up the street. I was down there a few minutes ago.
Let's get a better look. We'll open a window here. Ah, and the noise flows in. Let's see. Down there at 42nd, I see lots of asphalt, which is unusual.
But up that way, see how jammed it is up the other way, up Broadway.
To 45th and 6th.
More people coming in all the time. The searchlight is in place, and it sweeps up to the now famous ball atop what is now the Allied Chemical Tower.
It used to be the Times Tower, and up there that ball, which is on a stick of about 100 feet high, will start sliding at 30 seconds before the hour, right?
Right, and listen to that crowd. They're all warming up, and I think every one of them has a horn, and most of them are flat.
Oh, look, the searchlight has hit one of the groups of kids, and they're waving their hands and jumping and making a sort of a snake dance all together. The cops are holding them back. There are lots of Commissioner Leary's policemen here. I've noticed something every year, Jim, as I watch these through the years. It's 25 years or more. The crowd gets younger every time. As I fought my way into the Clarence tonight, because there already was quite a crowd, I noticed that 50% of them were under 20 years old. They were teenagers. And you don't see any of the sedate married couples out for a stroll on a New Year's Eve that you used to see.
Well, not on a night like this. I was fighting through that crowd a few moments ago, and one policeman told me it's raining about 39 degrees in New York right now, but nobody really cares. They're here for a moment of history.
Bang, that's cherry bombs. That's the style of 1968. They started that last year. Kids bring cherry bombs and firecrackers.
And every time one goes off, the crowd goes even wilder.
Now, wait till you hear midnight, and you can't believe the surge of sound. Look over there, that black pit there. That's where the Hotel Astor used to be. Now it's an excavated hole in New York's terrain where they're going to put up a great big office building. We used to do our shows there on New Year's Eve every year from the Hotel Astor Marquis.
And it's a memory of a once famous landmark.
And it's a sign of the times. Everything's changing here in New York. It's moving. The young people are moving. The age is moving. Sociological change. That's the story of what a strange and difficult year this has been. Crowned as it was, Jim, this year of 1968, by just a week ago, three great astronauts saluting us from the moon.
A magnificent example of a man's conquest of the unknown. Of course, President Johnson's decision not to run again, the assassinations of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King, the return of the Pueblo crew members. Many, many things happened in 1968.
And an orderly election. But you take care of this microphone, Jim. I'm going up to visit another part of our NBC network.
Thank you, Ben Grauer. Good news from Vietnam in the final hours of 1968. The Viet Cong turned over three American prisoners to U.S. representatives on a riverbank 50 miles northwest of Saigon. Let's hope it'll be a good new year. This is Jim Harriet, and we'll be back to greet 1969 from Times Square in New York City later on. But for now, stay tuned as NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands continues, coming up the Glenn Miller Orchestra under the direction of Buddy DeFranco on the NBC Radio Network.
Thousands of people throughout the United States who have created problems due to excessive gambling have found the strength to quit by joining Gamblers Anonymous. This nonprofit fellowship can give you help if you have this problem. Please call Murray Hill 97500 or write to Gamblers Anonymous. Post Office Box 292, Jamaica, New York, 11431. Don't gamble with your life. The stakes are too high.
Attention, please, Mr. Unemployed, older executive. Do you know about the 40 Plus Club? 40 Plus is a unique nonprofit organization with many years' experience in helping unemployed executives over 40 to relocate. Over 6,000 members have benefited. From 2 to 5 men go to jobs every week. Call 40 Plus today. Call 233-6086. That's 233.
NBC Radio continues its New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands celebration across the nation with the Glenn Miller Orchestra under the direction of Buddy DeFranco. This is Dick Smith speaking to you from the Memorial Auditorium in Worcester, Massachusetts. Celebration across the nation with the Glenn Miller Orchestra under the direction of Buddy DeFranco. This is Dick Smith speaking to you from the Memorial Auditorium in Worcester, Massachusetts. And here is the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from Worcester, Massachusetts. It's the Glenn Miller Orchestra, led by Buddy DeFranco. And here's the evergreen, In the Mood. Just 20 minutes away to welcome in the new year in central New England. And now, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, led by Buddy DeFranco, in a soon-to-be-released selection from their new album, Here Is Till. Thank you. And that was Tell, with the great clarinet of Buddy DeFranco leading this Glenn Miller Orchestra. I might remind those of you coast to coast, that's tonight's broadcast from Worcester, Massachusetts, is to benefit the Dollars for Scholars of the Assumption Preparatory School. This is known as the Dollars for Scholars Ball, and this is the fifth annual such event held on New Year's Eve in the central part of New England in Worcester, Massachusetts. And now, let's bring on lovely vocalist Joni Shepherd to sing Can't Take My Eyes Off You. Can't take my eyes off her.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. God, I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Suck it to me, Daddy.
Joni Shepherd with Buddy DeFranco and the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And now, here's another favorite out of the Glenn Miller songbook. This is Danny Boy. Thank you. Danny Boyd. It's good to hear that one again. Well, in just about 10 minutes, it will be here, the hour of midnight and a new year. And in just a few minutes, we'll be taking you to Times Square in New York City for the official broadcast with Ben Grauer. But now, here is the Glenn Miller Orchestra with the American Patrol. Parade of Bands has been presented through the facilities of radio station WTAG in Worcester, Massachusetts. We invite you to stay tuned for the New Christy Minstrels, Duke Ellington's Orchestra, the Kirby Stone Company, Les Brown and his Band of Renown, and others. This is Dick Smith speaking to you from the Memorial Auditorium in Worcester, Massachusetts. This portion of NBC Radio's New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians.
Sword and shield, down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by that riverside, I'm gonna clean this river up again, down by the riverside, cause I ain't gonna stand this mess no more. Ain't gonna stand this mess no more. Ain't gonna stand this mess no more. No, I ain't gonna stand this mess no more. No, Lord. Ain't gonna stand this mess no more. Ain't gonna stand this mess no more. No, I ain't about to stand this mess no more.
You don't have to stand this mess no more. Clean water is everybody's business. Make it yours. Write Clean Water, Washington, D.C.
WNBC FM, New York.